thinks you're allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. That's called the case of Shigugas Avodah Zarah, and also Vishigugas Avodah. Samara says, up until now, when did the ask a shayla? Rav and Rav Nachman Ella, Yichod Michayev Itati Michayev. In the case where a person thinks that's mutter to worship the Avodah Zarah, it's a shayla, and he does, let's say, one or two Avodahs, how many Chatois is Michayev? One or two. Avo Mifta Lagamri Leiboy Minei, but nobody said that you put the Lagamri. I mean, lo, Avo Mifta Lagamri Loi, that wasn't the shayla, Sanachnami here for sure, Yichayev Achatis. This would be the case of Shigugas Avodah Zarah, that Yichayev Achatis in the Seifen. If that's the last Gemara, that Avo Mifta Lagamri Leiboy Minei, there in Ephes for shayla for sure, Yichayev. The other Gemara says, Rav Papa, Omar Papa says, Mishkachas, like here's another case, Mishkachas law, how you could have a betinik shenishvil ben hanochrim. They have another case by Avodah Zarah also, that you can only have one chatas, the chures the kasha, but Avodah Zarah also should be at least four chatois. So why does the Mishnah only say one chatas? So another case could be that, Rav Papa, Mishkachas law, betinik, you have a young kid, shenishvil that was captured, the ben hanochrim between the goyim. In such a case, there's the Yoda, the Asiri, Avodah Zarah, but Vahana, Avodah Zarah, lo Yoda, the Asirin, that he once knew this such an Issa of Avodah Zarah, but the Maitse now, he's grown up, he doesn't know that these are the Issas of Avodah Zarah. So it's going like one Shaygig, so that's why it's only Chayiv, one Chattis. Rashi says, Shigat Avodah Zarah, Vizodin Avodah Zagoyin, Shechoz of Hashoma, Shaysim Avodah Zarah, Sheyeshin Shom, Asuri, Badawar Avodah, Halolo, Vahani Avodah. Haroid Yoda the Asurin. The kid is the case is, it's called the Shaygeg, and he only has one chattis. The boy said was not a pshat is, the boy is saying, my field time of the God, even was an older person, could go into Kotoyin, Behad and Kroy, makes a mistake with these tsukim. And the Bosik says, like Sassin, eat the Elohe Chesev, for Elohe Zov, don't make for me a god made from silver or from gold. So Sova he holds like this. That ki asri where one of the Torah says tosi shtachavol avodah zarah, only if you bow down to kesef zov. It's often this pasuk the only yis avodah zarah is if you bow down to a getch girl to an idol made from silver or gold. Avo b'mini achrini, something's made, let's say, out of wood. Shari, he thought it's muta, so therefore he bows down to an idol made out of wood because he thinks there's no wisdom. Tahainu shugas avodah zarah. That's because he was shogeg, he did not realize that this Avodah Zarah has an Issa Avodah Zarah to it. But there's not an Avodah, even though we did two or three Avodahs to this Avodah Zarah, he's only Chayiv one Chattis. He's called Shigugas Avodah Zarah, Vizodin Malachas. Vizodin Avodahs. Ravacha Borei Deraviko, Mishmei Derav Beva, almost like this. Tono, Shem Shabbos, Vishem Avodah Zarah Katoni. The answer to our Mishnah is Anachnami. Could be really by Shabbos, there are 39 Chatois. We do all the Malachas B'Shoigim. Who are the Avodah Zarah? Could be there are a lot of Chatois. Could be four Chatois. There are four different Avodahs you can do. How come the Mishnah only counts Shabbos as one Chiv Chatis and Avodah Zarah as one? The Pshat is Shem Shabbos. That's what I say. There is a Shem of Shabbos that has these Avodahs. There is a Shem of Avodah Zarah that has a Chiv Chatis to it. But how much does each one of them have? In Echnami, you learn the Yom Masech, the Masech of Shabbos. You find out how many Chatois the Rabbi Shabbos, you learn Avodah Zarah, you find out how many Chatois the Rabbi Avodah Zarah. But our Mishnah is just saying there are klal that by Shabbos and Avodah Zarah is a Chayiv Krisus, and therefore if you do B'Shoigi, you Chayiv Achatis. Verse says, Nishem Vazor V'Katoni, Mimai, what's the Raya? Midiktoni, since the Mishnah says, Habu Alisha Ubita, someone lives with their wife and with a daughter, Alisha Ubita, V'Yal Eishes Ish, and will live with a married lady. I for the Gemara Voyesh Bito Mianososoi. It's like a Tony law. How come Mishnah does not say also a case of Isha Bito means Mianososoi? Not that she's your wife, but somebody has nus with a lady, and then she has, that lady has a daughter, you're now let her live with her daughter. So how come the Mishnah doesn't say that? Amri, I'll tell you. So the proof is, it won't say just a shame, it says a shame of Isha Bito, even though there are a lot of different cases involved. So most maybe know, Amri, I'll tell you, the Ksiv and Katoni, only the Averis that says clearly in the Torah, that the Mishnah says. But like Ksiv and like Katoni, what does not say clearly, like Anusas Bitoi, Bita Manusos, but that Torah doesn't say clearly, but learn it from a Jerusha. So since it doesn't say clearly in the Torah, that's what maybe the Mishnah does not bring it down. So you have no proof from here again, the Mishnah is doing these things. For the Gemara Ivu Iko, Bas Ishtoi, Ubas bitoy, ubas beno diksiva. These things it says clearly in the Torah. For Lekatoni, the Mishnah doesn't say it in three separate cases, it only says it in one case. So again, you see this Yisrael, it only says one case. Ella, what do you have to answer? Shame, Isha, Bitikatoni. The Mishnah just says one case of a shame of Isha, Bito. But it could be the Isha and the grandchild and the mother. There are three different cases. So, Hokinam here also, shame, Shabbos, for shame of Adazara Katoni. That even though in Shabbos and in Avodazara, there are a lot of different types of malachis, of chatois. But the Mishnah only counted us one to tell you that by Shabbos there is one chatis. And by Avodazara, there is at least one chatis. Talimor says, Ravacho, Breid Raviki, Breid Raviko. Rami Dilei, he has to question himself on himself. That miyomer him on him, miyomer Rav Beis Rabbah. Is it really true that Rabbi Rabbah said, "Hochi that shame Shabbos Katoni, the shame avoid the Zorah Katoni"? That Pshat from our Mishnah is it just on the shame of Shabbos Shem avoid the Zorah? I've written with it like this: Hamala Evrei Pinim Bachutz. Somebody brings up Evrei Pinim means he burns every pinim, the korban that the shechita was done inside the Beis Hamikdash, and then somebody takes the evorim, the emurim, and burns it outside bachutz. So chayiv for that is chayiv koras b'mezid, and it's chayiv chatas b'shegeg. Every chutz bachutz, let's say a korban that they made the shechita outside. So it comes out according to this, really there are two different cases. That the chayiv chatas, if you like, burn the korban bachutz. There's one chiyuv chatis where you made the shechita outside and then you burn it outside, you chayiv for the burning. And then also, even if you made the shechita lepnim inside the Beis Hamikdash, and then you take the yevorim outside and burn it outside, you chayiv koras for that. So the question is, v'kashlan, we have a question on this, v'kashlan le'elu rav devoy. Barabai yoch, if so, ho, the tenan that we learned. Lamed v'sheish krisis ba Torah, the Mishnah says there are 36 chayiv krisis in the Torah, the chur should come out to be, t'losan v'shevnin, it should be 37. The Yika Hamalo Vihamalo, there are two types of cases where you're burning Chodshim Bachutz. There's one Chiyav Chorus where the whole thing was done outside the Shechita also. There's another Chiyav Chorus where even though the Shechita was done in the Panim, but now you're Malo Bachutz Yichayiv. Sakon HaMish doesn't say for two cases. Samar says, my Kashta, what's the big question? Nishti, let's answer that Shem Halo Katoni, that just like we answered before by Shabbos, the Mishnah just says a case of burning Chodshim Bachutz Yichayiv. That's a shame. Enechnam, it could be there are two types of chayav krisis with it. So Moses no midam is one like the other one. Shabbos v'avoy dezara tono yasun abin choyun gabi krisus diari mishani shem Shabbos ketoni shem avoy dezara ketoni. Meaning to say Shabbos now avoy dezara has its own place. It has its own makom, its own mesechta. And the attack of the mesechta is mara to explain exactly 39 chatoyis by Shabbos and 4 by avoy dezara. See, the Mishnah only says that a shame of Avodah is good, or shame of Shabbos. But Gabi Halo, by this aver of burning Kodshim Bachutz, Mitorna Yasin Benechun, is there any place that says a separate by itself already, to show me off that he can answer over here and say that it means a shame of Avodah doesn't say shame? Shechram is a little kash on that sheet, if you talk a hold of, there are two different chayv creases. By Halo, it's a little bakash, how come in our Mishnah doesn't say two cases? Now the Gemara says, "Base krisus for lavech." What's going to be the opposite way? That's what the Torah says on two different averas, the chayv krisus. There's only one lav for both of them. Before we had the opposite, where there are two lavs and one chayv krisus. We said the chayv achatis for each one separately. What about over here, where the Torah says twice the word chorus, but only one lav? Mao, Omalei, he said to him, "Shoychit v'alo kamer." Do you mean to ask with this case if you shecht bachutz and you burn it bachutz? Karma. The Torah says two chayav krisis, only one lav. But the more no, this case is highly shnei lav nino. There are two lavs over here. E leman de goma begzera shava. The one was off in gzera shava. Nema kan havo, nema lahalan havo. Ma lahalan lo yonah shalim kem hizer, av kan lo yonah shalim kem hizer. So there's like a special azoro, both for the sheichet bachutz and for the burning bachutz. And leman de maisel, the one was out the hekish, o makruo shom tala v'shom tase. Is makish shechita la'lo? There's a gzera shel hekish here for the parsha of shechita chutz to the parsha of alos chutz. The same mahalo just by burning it lo yona shalim kem hizur is av shechita lo yona shalim kem hizur. So it's mamish two lavs also. So what's yishayla? So it's dumb in every case like this. Beis misas lav echot kamrit. There are two chayve misas with one lav. Mai, what's the case? Oy v'yedoyni, maybe the case is about oy v'yedoyni. These are two chayiv mises. If you do it, the Torah only says. Yes, over here, the reason why not chayiv two chatoyis is because he holds yedoyni is called ein boy maisa. Now the Gemara says, "V'rash lokish my time liyom kabi." How come does holda kabi yechinan? Amuratopo to chaluk and ein b'misa. See, he holds no, even though they're not separate with a lav, but since they have a separate misa by itself, that's also a reason to make it two chatoyis. If not for the fact it's ein by maisa. Rabbi Yechinan amaloch. Rabbi Yechinan says, "Now Rabbi Yechinan amaloch chaluka the lav heavy chaluki." He holds no that. Water said two times a lav, that makes it a chai of two chatois, even though there's only one misa. But if Yechon knows, chaluka, the misa, lehebe chaluka. That the Torah says twice, you're over misa. But only has one lav, that does not make it a chaluk, we chai of two chatois. That's if Yechon in Svara. That's chaluka, the misa, is lehebe chaluka. Now, if we have Yechon in my time, lehebe chaluka, lehebe chaluka, lehebe chaluka, lehebe chaluka, lehebe chaluka, lehebe man torn a krisis, who's the one that learned the sefer krisis? Is Rabbi Kiva, because according to Rabbi Kiva, the Yom and the Old, Lay be the Maisa, Rabbi Kiva is the one that says that the Chayav Chatis, you do not have to have a Maisa. See, if Rabbi Yechon does not want to learn how Mishnah goes according, like Rosh Lakish says, because it's aimed by Maisa, that alone would not be enough of a reason why it doesn't say that the Chayav Chatis. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, Shit it holds that it would be Chayav Korbin, even though it's named by Maisa. We'll have the Gemara later. Rashi says, "Learns out Megadif may be korban lebi na ma'isa." It says in the parasha Megadif, "If chayav the korban, even though there's no ma'isa." Yeah. For Ashlokish, need the Rabbi Kiva leboy ma'isa. Rabbi Ashlokish holds like this. True, Rabbi Kiva will soon see later. Does not need a big ma'isa, but ma'isa zuta boy a small ma'isa he does need. Now the Gemara says, "Bal oiv my ma'isa spay." What type of a ma'isa does the Baal Oiv have? I give a quant to Rosh Lakish, you're telling me now that you have to have a ma'isa. So where is the ma'isa by Baal Oiv? Where is the ma'isa? So Mora says, Ispe HaKosha's Reis, so he has to shake his arms, and then he makes it like talk from under his armpit, so that's called a ma'isa. Heavy ma'isa. Megadif, when you curse Hashem, my ma'isa is, what kind of ma'isa is it? Like Rosh Lakish is saying, Abshad even goes according to Bekiva, but you have to have some ma'isa, so where is the ma'isa by Megadif? If Yechon apostle learns out from here, you don't need a ma'isa altogether. Where does Rosh Lakish say you have to have a ma'isa? Samura says, Akima Svasa have a ma'isa, yells Akima Svasa is considered a ma'isa. Now, the saga that we thought like this, HaKosha Zuryoyse have a ma'isa. Again, the shaking your arms, that's called a ma'isa zuta. I feel the Rabbon, even according to Rabbon also, maybe you would be chayiv. Mesra, I have a question. It says, Bavoy de Zore, Nechayiv Elo Adobah Sheshba Ma'isa. If you do the chet of avoid the zor, you only chayev. If you do the shoyg, you chayev chates. If you have a mice involved, kagoyin shezivach, you made a shchita, the kitty, you burned it, v'nisach, you poured the wine. Fishtachvo, you bowed it down. To kashmir, we have a question. Ishtachvo, that's the mice. We're standing bowing down. Is that called a mice? If you are more shlokish, shomani goes to the kiva, goes according to the kiva. The yama loybina mice don't have to have a big mice. But the vice day, stand bowing down with your body is not even called a mice. If you have a namanah, afilu temir rabbanon. Kfifas, Kaimasi, every Maisa, you know that bending down your body, that's also considered a Maisa. So, Mechlal the Gemara says, the proof from here, the Svila, Rashlak, Rashlak, Rashol, the Libet Rabbonin, Kod Rabbonin, Kfifas, Kaimasi, Rabbonin, every Maisa, not called a Maisa. If so, according to Rabbonin, Kfifas, bending down your body is not called a Maisa, the Kod Kasher is, Hakosh is rest of heavy Maisa. How could you say that just I'm shaking your arms, why should that be called a Maisa? According to Rabbi Kiva, you have to have a small mice, and it's called a small mice. But the Rabbanon will have a mice, according to Rabbanon, it's not called a mice. Yochi Yisodek Mereskasha, my tonne, he wasn't learned. Yotze Megadiv, Shein Bo Maisa. What does it say? Megadiv doesn't have a mice. Nisa should have said, Yotze Megadiv for Baal Oiv. That they both don't have a mice. Smurus of the Nechnami, according to Rabbanon, both of them are not called a Maisa. It's only according to Rabbi Kiva, it's called a Maisa, not according to the Rabbanon. Smurus of the Nechnami, you're right, Chod de Mitatka says one of two cases. It says Megadif, and then what did Baal Oiv also? For the Gemara of a list, they should have said already Baal Oiv, well, listen, don't learn Megadif. Smurus is not Megadif, it's Rani, the Kiddush of Megadif. Because otherwise, Saka, that's the Gemara, that's what they say. Herlik Sif Chorus, delay, but Malkam Korbin, since it says Chorus by itself by Malkam of Korbin, Ema, what have thought to say?
Moed Elayla Rabbi Kiva Tichai the Korbin is Kamashmo no the Loi Kamashmo no the Chiddush Megadis that even though what it says the Chai the Krisis by itself a Mokum Korbin, still the Chiddush is that you potter from a Korbin. Since the Maise is saying by Maise, the Chiddush that you potter. Rashi says, Kros the Megadif, Mishtoi Kruo the Korbin of Odezora, beside the Shlach Lecho. As in the says the Azor, the Chiv Koros of the Babal Oiv, in the Parish of Kabonis, I would have thought to say, we do it for Shoygig Yuachai the Korbin, Megadif, it says Megadif there, it's Kamash Bono, Mishnah, the Kamash Bono over here, that Megadif is Potter, Megadif is the current Rabban, it's called Ain by Maisam, that if we not Chai the Korbin, Shoygig, and who are Din Bawai, we would do the same thing also, you would not be Chai the Chatis, Shoygig, it's not called a Maisam. Ula Mula says, Baloi the Katoni, the Mekata Lishayd, Baloi that says, Yichai, the summer where you're burning it, Lishayd, the shayt to the shaytim, that's called the big maisa. That's where you be chayv even called rabbanon also. When you mamish makati, you're burning something to the shaytim. Maskev lo rovim came with so high new abed avoy dezora. Then it's not baloyif. It's mamish shechtin l'shem avoy dezora. It's a regular avoy dezora. Lo marov ra the makato l'shayt amanas l'charvoy. You're burning something to the shaytim, not to worship him, but amanas he should become like a charv of you as a friend of yours, and together you're able to do kishif. To do magicians together. That's the chetia. Omalaya bayim came himself, haynu chay v'chobr. That's the case of chay v'chobr. That you attract yourself to these shadim and do kishif with it. Omalaya tori omru chay v'chobr. Kagayin ze beskila. Torah says true chay v'chobr. But this is the case here by Baloiv that you chay v'skila. For the more viela chay v'chobr devalav hadein hu. Where's the case that you stam chayiv, like not chayiv skila? Or Malek Netanya, v'choy v'chover, echot choy v'godim, v'echot choy v'kotim, v'filu choy v'nechoshim, whether it's a big animal or a small animal, you do something to make them close to you to help you out do kishif. Or even with snakes, v'akrovim, scorpions, chayiv. But over here, when you do with the shadim, that's the chayiv skila, that's the isra bal oif. Omra abaya, hayman da boy lemetza dibura v'akrovim, somebody wants to capture a hornet or a snake, also, now I want to do this kishuv to capture them. But because they're coming after you, then sure, then you're allowed to make this type of magicians here to trap them. They shouldn't come and harm you. That's mutter. Now Rabbi Yechon, the Kumes Kashan Rabbi Yechon, the Yom, he says, Kfifas Kemosi Abi Maisa. He was bending down your body, it's called the Maisa. Akima Svosif Nami Maisa. Shosa be your Maisa. Kavi Magadif. So, how come Rabbi Kiva holds, Rabbi Yechon holds that Tegma Magadif, Taki Apot, it's not called the Maisa? If Kaima Sfosi, bending down is called a Maisa, why shouldn't Akima Sfosi be called a Maisa? So Marova, Shani Megadif, Hobi Yeshna Belev. Here the Ikaver is totally Belev, that's why it's called Aim by Maisa. But Biyam, Akima Sfosi, be Maisa. Was Reb Zera, Yot Saidim Zerim, Shane by Maisa. It's not called a Maisa, be Amai. Ho Api, Ksa Adapi, Kosovhen. It says Api, it's Aidis, it's called a Maisa. Why isn't it called a Maisa? That they say they saw something. It's the Riyah Shabbai, not so much the Kimas Vosav, therefore, Edim Zayim, it's not called their Maisa. Alright, we'll stop here.